Hi, I'm Kim.
I'm Tora.
And this is our podcast, Kicking It with Kim and Tora. Thank you so much for joining us today. As always, we've got four topics, 15 minutes each, and we're going to dive right in. Our first topic for this episode is these mutations of the virus. And we want to talk about the fact that first there was the Delta variant, and now we're hearing about the Mu variant. I mean, you know, I don't want to make a joke, but it seems to me they're just going through the Greek alphabet at this point. And I have some questions about it. Number one, they're saying that there's no test, or either there's no test to tell you what variant, or you're not allowed to know the variant. Are you aware?
I heard there's no test to tell what virus do you have. Do you have the Delta variant, or do you have the COVID variant, regular COVID, because of the fact that it is mutating. So it could have started off as COVID, and then it might have mutated to something stronger based on your, you know, your body.
If there's no test, then how do we even know people have a variant?
Because they called, I'm assuming this, that they called it the Delta variant because they saw that the strand that was inside of you in the beginning of when COVID first happened has completely mutated to something else. So now they're calling it basically COVID on steroids, you know, Corona on steroids. So
you remember that time?
That's what Delta is COVID on steroids.
And what is Mu? That's the one that you said is just affecting children primarily?
Yes, that's the one that is like literally attacking people in senior citizen homes and children. Like, and I'm thinking, how's it skipping? Like, what made it skip like that to not being affected at all for kids? Like, they were saying kids weren't getting it, kids were strong enough. What made the virus so smart that said, hold on, we're stronger now, let's go get the kids? Does that make sense to you?
My theory, the kids weren't getting vaccinated initially.
Right.
So they weren't getting COVID. Now that the kids are getting vaccinated, they're getting COVID and they're getting this weird mutation variant. But when they were not getting vaccinated, they were perfectly fine.
And that's weird, because did they think we should vaccinate them so they don't get it, or for protection, almost like the flu shot? Or were they saying, let's vaccinate them so they don't make anybody else sick, even though they are healthy? You know what I'm saying? Like, how you can be a carrier of something but still give it to somebody else, even though you don't get affected by it. Like, my thing is, what was the reason behind giving it to healthy kids, healthy people?
Well, I never really have said this on this show, but my theory is that the vaccine is not being given to protect anybody. I may have said it before. I just am not buying it. I just think that there's, you know, I had put a TikTok up where Joe Biden says that he wants the FDA, he told the FDA to get those genetic drugs out to the people. I think that
I saw that.
You saw that?
I
think that they realize that, you know, that it's not going to be enough just to get the adults, that they need to get the kids from 12 to 17 too. I don't know what the global elite, as they are called, are trying to do, but it doesn't seem that they're trying to save us. And I find it just too coincidental that once they start giving the shot to minors age 12 to 17, then all of a sudden that age group is getting this variant and are packing the hospitals. They're saying they weren't sick before.
Okay, so my thing is, I know you've been hearing about the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds and how they painted the earth the color it is now because of their wealth and money. But now they're also saying that these men were extremely, especially like the Rothschild guy, he's extremely like crazy. Like, he was crazy. He went into the pharmaceuticals and was like, look, kill off all the herbalists and make sure nobody's practicing anything.
Oh, you know, they have been killing them for a long time. And it's been a thing where you can't come out that you're really successful because they off you. A number of them have been killed over the
last. That was supposed to be like with the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers. Everybody's like, all of a sudden. So this is, I'm not probably even saying anything worth listening to all the people who have already talked about it. But these people supposedly had started this trillion-dollar industry off of attacking pharmaceuticals. Like, hold on. And then go into the schools and teach this and let everyone know that everyone can't make it. Some people have to work. Some people can have their own business. But, like, they went in and manipulated this whole thing is what I'm
hearing. Well, I mean, I did hear that Rockefeller started the whole educational system.
Right.
And you know that they train us to be workers.
Right.
So yes, that is making sense.
So when I think of that, I think of, let's take it all the way back to that and bring it to now with this whole Corona thing. So if they had this plan in order to populate the earth and depopulate the earth or whatever.
Once we see in the Georgia Guidestones, they made it clear that they intend to decrease drastically the population.
And something's going on because if you look at the voting, Texas is basically saying, listen, you girls can't, I don't care if you get raped, I don't care if you get pregnant by your uncle, your whoever, you can't get rid of these babies. Mm-hmm. And my thing is you have men and some stupid women, and I'm calling the women stupid because how dare you let a man decide your fate of your body? Like, you, I don't care if you don't want a child to get an abortion, if you don't want abortion to be legal, I ride or die with everything you want to believe in. But to say a man should tell us what to do with our bodies, you should all be banding together for that. So my thing is if this thing is a depopulation, this Corona thing is, how is it that women are just letting this happen? Like, this is not
so
a woman
thing.
So
this is what I want to say though, now that you brought that up, if it is a goal to depopulate the globe, then the Texas thing isn't making any sense because they're ensuring that new babies come in.
Not us, white babies. White babies have been declining.
Oh, that's what it is, you know.
Yeah, the white babies.
Because they're no longer the majority.
Women aren't able to get pregnant. Their women aren't able to, they've been, you know, adopting and bringing babies over here from other countries. They've completely almost stopped that. You can't be adopting no, you know, Cambodian baby no more, no Asian baby no more. You can't do any of that, Harley. No, they're completely stopping that from happening.
So I guess you depopulate us and then you force them to try
to have babies by any means necessary. But from what I've heard, that if these dudes, the Rockefellers and Rothschild men, were so crazy and so delusional and they painted this earth, whoever did this whole Corona scam thing, if it's a scam, they equally as crazy. So why are we still listening? Who is part of it?
Because they're the global elite, and it's not just them. They're 13 families, and they're just two of them.
Okay.
And so they've had all of these schemes. They control everything. Okay. That one I did about step one, all that stuff. They're the ones that control the masses. And really, and I think about this actually now that you mention it, I think about this quite a bit. They have a plan that they have set in motion centuries ago. Mm-hmm. They take a really long view. I believe even the Bible is part of that thing. And the question that keeps occurring to me is, how do they
keep it going?
How do they even come up with that in the beginning? It's got to be like Bob Dylan said, with sources on different dimensions, because they came up with a plan centuries ago that is really beginning to reach fruition now, and we are so behind the game of even just figuring out there was a plan, let alone trying to create one.
I literally just was watching this thing on YouTube where they were saying, of course, in like 3 BC or whatever the number is, that there were gods and that they were angels, but the angels and gods were told not to mess with regular humans. Like, y'all can't have babies by these. So God got pissed, or whoever the creator was, got pissed and was like, okay, y'all, you gonna stay down there with them now. You know, since you want to be down there with them, stay down there. You can't come up here anymore. You can't have the power that you would have if you were up here. So earth was created as hell, not this fiery burning place, but this place of where you didn't have the happy withdrawal that you would have when you were up there with, when I'm saying it in metaphorically.
Okay, so I've heard that this is hell too, but also there's I can't remember. I'm just the whole time you're talking, trying to remember. It's the book. You know, there's so many books that were taken from the Bible at the Conference of Nicaea when they decided what was going to be in there. And one is a book that begins with the letter J. that I cannot remember, but that whole book talks about there were watchers, being these angels, and that they saw the daughters of men and found them attractive and came down and mated with them. And so they call those offspring the Nephilim. And there is one verse in the book of Genesis that references the Nephilims. But they tell us that the, you know, the titans of history, that all the myths are created about, that those are actually the Nephilim, the giants. Those were, so like Goliath maybe would have been a Nephilim and came from a family of giants. And so I have heard that story too.
I always believe that they had everything in plain sight. That, I mean, my girlfriends I used to have back in the day, and I correlate everything about my life to reality. So back in the day, my girlfriends who were boosters, meaning they used to steal they would steal in plain sight, like right in front in plain sight. And I used to always be like, oh my God, when I would get home and after, I mean, of course they were my girlfriends and it wasn't like I kept being their girlfriend. It happened. And then when I saw how they did it, of course we got cut off because I was like, that's not my
problem. Because next thing you know, you'll be in jail for stealing.
Exactly. And they ended up going to jail, by the way. They ended up going to jail. But I never knew when we went shopping, because I always had the money. I could afford to buy my clothes and go shopping and shoes. But they would come out with the same bags I had. I would just always be like, why didn't you wait for me? You know, we could have went to the register together. It was always a big joke. So once they told me what they did and how they did it, everything in my life now correlates with that. That people do things right in your face and you wouldn't even know it's being done to you. So that goes even back to the coronavirus. That goes back even to depopulating the earth. That goes back to
The earth is right in our face because they put the big stone things up. Also, just before we leave the Nephilim, there have been many discoveries of huge bones like femurs and tibias and, you know, leg pieces and arm pieces and skulls. And then you see the giant footsteps. And then, I mean, there's a lot of stuff that would support that, but there's
the statues in Egypt, it's like, why did they have to be so massive and giant-y? Almost as to let you know this is what they look like and how tall they stood. You know what I mean?
And you see the doorways and they have regular people standing down here and the doorways way up there.
And you know that if they're going to give you the Bible to make anything believable, we got to give you some truth, which is meaning we got to put some things right in their face. Because if we don't, if you make up a whole story, it sounds just like it's been made, because spiritually nothing connects. So you have to give people stuff spiritually so they can connect, right? And then that's what lower you in, and then they can put in all the other bull crap.
Because if I see your Enoch, it's saying, but there's one that's a J too, but it must be in the book of Enoch as well. And this thing is telling you the verse Genesis 6:4, where it mentions that the Nephilim were on the earth in those days right before the flood, when the sons of God went into the daughters of human who bore children to them. And supposedly that's part of the reason why the big flood took place.
Right.
But you know, the bulk of those stories in that Bible can be found. I'm going to Egypt soon.
We are going.
Okay, yes, we will go because I want to go see now. But there's this guy, a brother named Ashra Kwesi, who takes people over there. And you probably have been seeing, I've been seeing his clips on TikTok. I've seen some of his YouTubes. And he shows you on the wall the stories where the Bible stories were taken from. So that it goes to what you're saying is about a part of truth too. It's our history, but they take that truth and twist it so that they can use it to meet their goals. But it just astonishes me that they've been bringing it full circle, the fallen angels, that's how they were able to plan so many centuries in advance, because they're being governed perhaps by these entities.
But think about it, you have to have these willing participants. Like, let's just use a small scale, our family, your kids and my kids, right?
Okay,
our parents beat into us this certain way of living, right? Whether we liked it or we didn't like it. It's up to us to change it for our children. And it's up for our children to change it for their children. So who is the power that's keeping this thing going along. Like, what is making our children continue making our legacy or whatever trauma we cause the world going? There has to be a system set up that you get people to say, okay, so in 2021, we got to start depopulating. Okay. Like,
this is the same conversation we had about the music industry, mm-hmm. where there are demonic forces that are in control of that. And then people come in exchange for monetary gain, for fame, for influence, for all of those things. But the entities don't change. Mm-hmm. The people they use to reach their goals change, and they always do that in exchange for, like, even the Holy Bible says that Satan is the god of this system of things. So they're exchanging, I mean, you know, they call it selling your soul. I don't know. I don't want to just start talking a bunch of stuff that, you know, people may or may not believe, but I don't know. I do think it's forces that are beyond this dimension that are, you can see it in some of even the entertainers, how they just start doing things that humans don't do.
No.
Or there's one time when Chris Brown said, that time when I let aliens take over my body and just did a backflip. I mean, I don't know, but that's that for that topic. I mean, you know. The next topic is really an astonishing one to me, and it is about Martha Davis from the Harlem Drug Fighters, who I never even heard about until you mentioned her. I absolutely have never even heard about her. And that's just astonishing to me.
Let me tell you, she's right up there with, I mean, all the greats that came before. And I don't understand how they wrote her out of history. You know, when she had such a powerful voice, and she, if you listen to her speak, she sounds like a person who is of today. You know, like the thought that she thinks about as far as Black men and Black families, she speaks of it as if it's happening today. And you look back at the time when she was saying this, and it's years ago, you know?
She's speaking like the ones I saw on the internet were like in the 70s.
Right.
Is that when she was really out there doing it?
She was doing it big time. And my thing is this, like, if you know any of like the Black Panthers, or you heard some of the like Angela Davis, Nikki Giovanni, just so many other like popular Black women who spoke out against racism and injustice and try to put it in books and movies. And then you hear just this woman who looks just like a regular stellar woman speak on things. And I made a comment, and I hopefully spiritually I was talking to her, but I was like, she was talking about how the Black men go out the house and they are beat down by society. And then we come home and we got to build them up, but they take it out on us. Like, that story has been told over and over by just about any Black woman that can speak. And I was like, you don't even understand. When I made the comment, it was on her YouTube. I was like, you don't even understand. The Black men of today aren't even worthy of what you put forth for them. Like, we still living by what you said. And that's why I wanted to talk about her, because as Black women, we still living by what she said, like, protect our Black men, ride or die with them, fix them up. The world beats them up. The jobs beat them up. The white man beats them up. And, you know, only thing they got is us, but they not loyal to us. You know what I mean? I wish she could be here to see what has come to the masses. Like, when you look at like our brother, what's his name that just showed a picture of him pregnant? What's his name?
Oh, Lil Nas X.
Yeah. Yes. Him. So, when you look at him and you say, that's not loyal to the Black, his Black mother or his Black sister or his Black female.
Even more than that, when you're in a one-on-one relationship with these clowns who are overly
influenced
by the music and stuff, they're out there cheating.
Right.
When they really do get successful, Kanye West said, he leave your ass for a white girl.
Yes.
I mean, they just are doing the most right now.
And you have so many sisters, the Toni Morrisons of the world, that all of them, they put it in their books, they put it in their movies, they put it in everything to help educate. And it's like, how is it going over top of Black people's minds when this is the same story? We still singing the same song. And Black men have switched their song up on us. Like, this woman, Martha Davis, literally laid the blueprint for the Black family. Like, they brought drugs to tear us down.
I cannot wait to, because the little clip that you showed me was like, wow. And then I'm looking her up and I'm like,
so why did they take her out? Is what I'm asking you. Why did they take her out?
She was effective. See, they know who's a leader. Yep. They know a Malcolm X, a Martha Davis, when they see them, and they will take them out. They will minimize them. They will prevent us. So the so-called leaders that we have aren't leaders that we've chosen because of how they're moving. They're the people that, I'm sorry, I'm going to name some names. They are the Jesse Jacksons, the Al Sharptons, those kind of people who long since sold us out for the fame and the money and the notoriety. And these are the puppets that they put in front of our faces, but they don't want us to have any real leaders. So when you
like her, like
this, they shut her down. And then when I looked it up after you told me, I saw where they shot at or shot her husband. Mm-hmm. I saw where they charged the clinic where she was running with improprieties. So they're going to be on the backs of people like that, because those are the people that are really for our race.
And that's what I've been arguing on social media with all weekend, because I hear all these people saying, if you have a dream and you want something in life, go for it. Absolutely. I do believe that. However, for Black people, we have to sing a different song, because even when we have that dream, even when we go for it, you heard all the things you just said happened to her. So if you know all the things, it's almost like we can do it, but the outcome is always going to be a letdown for the masses, because you don't let us complete. You steal our products, you steal our money, you steal our creativity, our language, our everything, our bodies, our looks.
You burn down our towns or sink them underwater when we are, because it was more than one Black Wall Street. There were pockets of them in Durham. I mean, I was looking, they're all
they burned
over,
them
all
and
over
flooded
the place.
Them.
They burn them down, or they take them over and put parks on top of them. Yep. I mean, you know, and so the thing that I've been thinking lately is that we really, as a race, African Americans, we've got to come together and work together. We've got to abandon puppeteer leaders who don't do anything at all for us. It was a time when every time there was a Black crisis, they call Al Sharpton or Jesse Jackson. Jesse Jackson up there rhyming, just buffoonery. We've got to ignore those people and we got to start putting our money together. We got a lot of money. We gotta start putting our money together.
We not only have money, but we have the intelligence, and they laid the blueprint from Toni Morrison to Zora Neale Hurston, Alice Walker, James Baldwin.
Well, Alice Walker's married to a white guy. Alice Walker's married to George Lucas, who wrote the Star Wars movies. But still, her books.
They never stopped being Black, though. They laid the blueprint that, listen, we might have loved this, or we might have married this. But trust me, we still fought for Blackness. That doesn't, to me.
It was just her. It was only Alice Walker. It wasn't Zora Neale, wasn't Toni, wasn't any of the other people you named. It was just Alice Walker.
But I know that even Lena Horne, you know, at the end of her life, she ended up, and she was a real freedom fighter. Like, she put so much money. She would work a whole film and take the whole check and give it to the fight. You know,
I didn't know that about her, but I knew that about Aretha Franklin, about Harry Belafonte. Yeah. Yep. So somehow we've got to put down the stupid ass hip hop and start focusing on things that are going to build us up and help us to unite. And I'm sorry for cursing,
but it though.
It's just ridiculous what we're doing right now. It's
Jake Cole,
and buying
the rapper.
Jordans and being standing in line to get tennis shoes and games. And I mean, like, we really are dying in the streets, literally, while our people are just...
But we as Black folks support the upcome, because J. Cole is a conscious rapper who wants to fight for freedom and equality, even though he's biracial.
He won a Grammy, didn't he?
Financially supporting him like they would do a Kanye. Well, I'm not going to say Kanye.
He's on Jay-Z. Isn't he on Jay-Z's label?
He is, but Jay-Z even knows. Like, man, I love you and Nas, but let me tell y'all, the streets want to hear... Be this, F her, you know, drop it
everybody,
like it's
hot. We're all tired of that. I'm tired.
Who
of
isn't? No, I really want to know who isn't tired of it, though.
The young
people. My kids are tired of it.
I think that the young people continue to listen to it because that's all they put out. I think that if they put out some other songs with a bomb beat and some different lyrics, they would listen to that too. But then I hear some of the lyrics that my children are singing and I'm appalled. Mm-hmm. Even though they're grown and they're going mm-hmm. in whatever direction they're going in, I'm just like, oh my God, this is what they're having.
And they don't know it's a program. They don't know, even though they like the beat and they don't really realize what the words mean. It's a program. You know,
well, if I know because I tell them
day that you're ugly, 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 you're stupid, dumb, dumb, unless you have the strongest of the mind to know everything you're saying is the opposite, you're going to eventually think you're ugly and you're stupid and you're dumb. You know what I'm saying? Especially if you're doing it from a young kid to an adult. If there's
well, they haven't done it from a young kid because I wouldn't let them, but
no, I'm talking about these kids that are. There are kids out here now who are. You haven't seen it on TikTok, these like little itty bitty, like my daughter, I left the video up because I told Victoria she had my granddaughter and her in a video and the music. I said, and you think that's okay? She's like, Mom, nobody even cares. So I read the comments. Not one person said this is inappropriate. You should not have your little niece in there with a song like this. And I just could not believe the world we live in. They had no one other than what my thoughts were. I didn't even leave a comment because I wanted to just see how many people would comment on that one video.
Would identify.
Not you know one. I read every, I don't even know how many comments that video has now, but not one of, let me see. I have to look it up.
The thing that is crazy is like for my children, they know it's a program because I've been telling them for years that it's a program, but they listen to it anyway. Mm-hmm. They like the beat. That's what all their friends listen to. That's really, unfortunately, the only music that's really out. I don't know that they have any other music.
They don't have any. They don't have a Marvin Gaye. They don't have a Luther Vandross. They don't even have a Run DMC. They don't have a KRS-One. They don't have any of those. You know, they don't. And they don't have a... you know, UNITY, they don't even have, you know, you know, you hear songs like that, you don't hear anybody, you hear the women rap about their body and what they can get from it.
They're behind, they're how good their knees are because they can drop it. Just, it's foolishness. The men are rapping about sleeping with their brother's woman, their dudes, I got your girl in my car, she don't even know my name.
Even if it was just one out of the masses, but they don't have a choice. Like when Little Kim started her X-rated journey in rap, it was just her at the time. You still had MC Light. You still had the Queen Latifah. You still had Miss Melody. You still had all of the other greats out there that rap. This generation,
that's all they have. The one thing that they do have that's a little different that I hear my daughter listen to quite a bit is their R&B.
Yeah,
there are some R&B singers who are raunchy, but they also have a good number of them who are really just singing love songs, decent songs. I like that. But for the people who are really into rap, I don't know what alternatives they have. And the rap that I listen to on the radio and on YouTube is not the rap that they're listening to. And they play it on the radio and she's singing along and I'm like, oh my God.
I haven't listened to the radio in years.
Feeding our kids every day.
It doesn't even go on in my car. When I get in my car, if I'm listening to something, it's either my Spanish CD or I have stuff on my phone. Like I make my books read to me in my phone, but I haven't listened to the radio in years because I've not found a station that plays something that I can actually feel like I'm comfortable with. Like, I'm just like, oh, shut up. You know what I mean?
I still like hip hop. I don't like hardcore hip hop. So some of it I can't hear, but a lot of hip hop, a lot of popular songs, a lot of popular artists.
I like Rick Ross.
I like hip hop. Oh, I mean, that's
yeah, just, I like that kind of hip hop.
I mean, I like Lil Wayne. I like Lil Wayne. I still like hip hop. I like Lil Wayne. I like all that stuff.
I can't listen to Lil Wayne at all. Like,
I can't listen to all of it, but I listen to some. I mean, I like hip hop. Mm-hmm. I feel like our generation created it. I probably go to my grave still listening to hip hop, but I would like to see some other choices. And at some point, we need a leader. We need the parental generation. Mm-hmm. We need something to, you Ooh, remember that lady?
who's on Martha Day? Can, I mean, even though I love that Cardi is for the culture and I like the way she fights
for her. I don't know why.
I know her. I know. I get it. But I do know that she is one of
she's
those.
She's not even a Black American. She's not even an ADOS. She's not even part of, I can't do nothing with Cardi.
And see, but you can't do that and to have somebody take you seriously. You know, you can get people to listen.
I don't care what the heck she's talking about. I don't listen to it. Mm-hmm. I don't, when she's trying to be serious, I don't even, she's not even on my radar. I don't like any Cardi B music.
I love her.
I don't even like one song.
Everything she's doing is, I don't think it's an act, but I think everything is doing for the greater good of her end.
Song that I like. I don't like any Cardi. I don't like anything about Cardi B. There's nothing she does. But remember this lady named Dolores Tucker?
Of course. She
was crusading against this music. Mm-hmm. And at that time, we were young adults. I did not get it. But she is an unsung hero. And somebody, me, you, and some other people need to take up her cause and get out here and just start ragging on this music because it's destroying our culture.
I embrace, I shouldn't say embrace.
But Cardi B is a part of the problem.
No, but this is why I support it, because so many people have done, the world has allowed so many people to do so much wrong that they are afraid to speak out against right once they wake up, because they feel like, well, I don't have the image. Like, you aren't a Martha Davis. Like, Cardi will never, ever be.
But Malcolm X was Malcolm Little, and he was in jail for 7 years.
Right.
That's not the standard we hold our leaders to. What are you doing now? Tomorrow she decided to change her image.
If tomorrow
I'm going to ignore her, Tora. I can't feel it. Cardi's in jail. Cardi is just not on any level. She is a part of the problem to me. She's just like Nicki Minaj. Mm-hmm. And Megan the Stallion, they're all a part of the problem.
That's what I'm saying.
And Lizzo.
I
want to
always leave enough room. Okay. I want to leave enough room. Me and Lizzo got a beef right now. I feel like nothing. I'm gonna reserve my feelings on that until I can articulate.
This is the last thing that I really want to say. All of us, you, I, the people watching, the people who are not watching that we talk to, anybody with any sense of consciousness, it's time for us to start going on platforms and saying stuff, making podcasts, come out. If they ever let us outside again, get up, grab the mic. We've got to start saying something, because it's got to come to an end.
I even want to talk to the young people on the street and say, you know, what is it that you can do? What is it that people can do to get your attention to let you know that the road you're trying on is not working?
Get the youth involved. Find some youngsters that are more conscious minded like that. Okay, we got to move on. But like that young brother on TikTok from the Young Black Panther Party, he's up in Michigan or somewhere. That brother is a little different, but I love his message and I support him. We need people like that, because a 20-year-old will listen to him before they'll listen to you or me. So if we could support people like that, then he can pull in our youth. Well, we're gonna come back to that one, because that's a beautiful conversation. All right, so topic number 3 is children who won't listen to their parents and then they suffer tremendously.
This has been heartbreaking for me, because I watched this lady's whole story and I wish I had did more to reach out to her, because I felt like her daughter spiritually was asking me to do that, but I just wasn't ready, because it was such a weight on me seeing this beautiful girl lose her life to this boyfriend of hers who she trusted her life to, and he still hasn't even been arrested. And I believe her name is like Shania or Shania. And so she's not a little girl. She's a grown woman, but she's a little girl.
I didn't ask you this. Is she Black, Latino, white?
She's Black. And the mother the mother started off like homeless and broke down, and she prayed and she went back to school. She got her bachelor's and master's, and now she's a she's a therapist, and she says she hates the fact that she loves the fact she's a therapist, but it doesn't make it any easier that she couldn't even save her own daughter because she was such a good mother to her. And she was always telling her, like, I got your back, you know, I will go to the end of the earth for you. But this guy you with, he's dangerous. And the daughter admitted it at times to the mother, like, you know, he's not good for me. I need to leave, but she would keep going back to him. And finally, you know, she said to her mother, they want me to keep doing sex acts. And the guy that she was with was gay, and he was bisexual. He was having sex with her, but also having
sex
with
her. She told her mother that they wanted her to keep doing sex acts.
They want her to start doing sex acts. And that's when they broke up, like, the first time. And then she went back to him after he either came home from jail or he went somewhere. So she kicked him out of her house because the mother even had the little boy living with her at first because he was homeless. And she thought that she was raising him as a son, but he was sneaking around the mother's back having sex with her daughter. And then eventually the daughter fell in love. And they moved out together. And while they moved out together, he became addicted to drugs and almost had her overdose before. And she just kept going back to this guy. And eventually him and his friend ended up killing her. And the mother is on the hunt right now to try to get them convicted because neither one of them are in jail. And I'm going back to the point that this mother begged the daughter, talked to the daughter, supported the daughter. She did everything she could to tell her that it was danger, you know, stranger danger. Don't talk to strangers. She did everything she could to. And my thing is why is this generation, and it's just this generation, more, it's more. I'm quite sure we had it in ours. There was a few in ours. I probably was a rebellion teen also, but why is this generation so hard-headed? Why can't they actually believe that we can see people for what they are when they can't? Why do they think everything we saying is just a roadblock for them, a speed bump for them?
I think that I don't dispute that maybe it's worse now, but I think that young people have always been like that. And they think that we're just, not we, but they think that older people are out of touch, just don't get it. Mm-hmm. They're not hip to what's going on. So I can't take his or her advice because mm-hmm. they just don't get it. I'm the one in it. And I'm not disputing that it might be worse now, but I remember that from even back when we were coming up. I even remember feeling like, man, what are they even talking about? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, I was a good kid. I always used to follow the rules for mm-hmm. the most part. I still... Mm-hmm. have my ways about me, but I do recall, like, they do not have a clue what's going on. They think that we don't understand what's going on out here today, but the reality is, just like you were saying with Martha Davis, there is mm-hmm. nothing new under the sun. They might call it a different name. They might pretend and smile in your face in a different way. Yep. These are all recycled things. They've always been going on. Oh. And it would behoove them to listen to their mother. But I think they don't think that we get it.
And we don't want to take away their fearlessness, but they are so fearless. They don't see that I'm fine. I'm good. I'm fine. That's what this little girl who reminded me so much of my daughters. Because I say that to them. I say it to my son too. But my daughters are, I'm fine. I'm good. Ma, I'm good. We're good. Everything is good. It's like, no, they are people out here in this world that aren't good though. Right. And these are the people that I'm telling you to keep an eye out for because they are out there. And this girl, even though she felt like this guy loved her and he was, you know, and she eventually, I think, found out when she went through her phone because he was using her phone. And I didn't even know phones could do this. But if somebody's using your phone, you can switch users and see all the stuff that they were on your phone doing. And when she switched users, she saw that he was having sex with a roommate that he claimed was his best friend. So I think when she pulled that up, they either didn't want that to get out or they did something tragic to her. But anyway, the mother ended up having a search party. They ended up finding her in a creek and she was butt naked and the police department just botched everything. They did not care about this girl. They wrote her off.
They do not care about any black dead bodies. They don't care.
No, and I believe it was the, was her name Tatiana Jefferson or was another one, but she was killed by the police and that was a big case that was going on right then and there. So of course they were just trying to get her daughter off their desk. And that's what the mother reiterates. Cause I literally watched all of her videos of her talking about, and it was just so weightlifting. And I wish, like I said, I could have reached out and said more to the mother because I felt like it was the daughter who was making me watch. Cause I just watch maybe one or two videos a day or something like that. Cause I feel obligated to walk this mile with some of the mothers, but this one, I watched all of her videos and it was so heart wrenching because she was such a good mother and there was no father in this child's life. This beautiful girl, the woman has beautiful children, but there was no Black man in her life at all. And I kept thinking to myself, when that happens, are our daughters looking for, even when there's a bad dad in the life, do they still look for a good man? Is that what they're looking for? You know what I'm saying? Because
looking for the love from a dad that they never had. And okay. So then they pick the wrong thing. Mm-hmm. Or if you had an emotionally distant dad, I've seen a lot mm-hmm. of women pick emotionally.
Mary J. Blige talks about that.
And so who did?
Mary J. Blige, she talks about how she thinks she is was the way she was because her dad, she wanted him so bad. She wanted him.
It is some kind of human thing where you just go and replicate the very thing that was harmful to you in your childhood. But there are a couple things that really popped out in my mind. Number mm-hmm. one is the part about the woman taking the young man in, thinking mm-hmm. she was raising somebody. I've seen that in she used to be a good girlfriend of mine mm-hmm. in her life. So you have children who are on a certain path, and I don't know if you're doing it for money, you're doing it to help people. I don't know what you're doing, but mm-hmm. you bring these other children into your life. And then what you see is that, and this always happens, instead of the good influencing those children who are out of control, then influence your children and turn them into a different person than they were before you brought those people into your home. So I never do foster care, any of that crap, not because I don't care, but yeah. I always said, I don't want my children being influenced mm-hmm. by the problems that these unfortunate children have, because you get yeah. to the point that you're in foster care, you've been through some stuff. And yeah. so I care, but I needed to get mine to where they needed to be first, because I know how that works. Another thing is the abused woman syndrome. And I don't know how we fix that, but that is way bigger. They don't listen to their mother, their father, their therapist, their anybody. No. There's just something about a woman who so-called falls in love with a man who abuses her and just won't leave. We see it all the time.
I've had literally a situation where I just got off the phone with one of my friends, and she was saying her niece had a bruise on her arm, and the two uncles got on him, and like the guy, and she's only was in this relationship for a few months. And the girl said, my aunt wants to talk to you about that. So once the aunt talked, and she said the guy was looking her right in her face.
Like looking the aunt in her face?
My girlfriend was saying that she looked the boy in his face and he was looking right back at her. Like he wasn't flinching, blinking, or feeling. He was like, I know I hit her, but I know it was wrong. And I was just like, he's crazy. She's like, yeah, I know. That's what I told her mother. I said, either he's a genius or he's crazy. And I said, he's crazy.
But there's a culture of that among young children. I was concerned about that. My daughter didn't do a lot of dating in high school, mm-hmm. but I was concerned about that because you see it on social media where mm-hmm. these little boys are controlling and are abusive, and the little girls hide it the same way the grown women
do. What now?
They hide it. The same way the grown women hide the abuse. Yes, ma'am. They hide the abuse and cling on. I don't know why. I don't know what that's about. But, you know, trying to get someone to leave a man who's abusing them is much harder than just pointing out that this person's dangerous. It's a very difficult thing to do.
That's what the mother was saying. She said it. She didn't want to act like she was fighting so hard against it that it kept drawing her to it, but then she mm-hmm. didn't want to not voice her opinion. So I guess that's her days of getting through, that she knew she was standing firm for what she believed in. But with me, my thing is this. Okay, so my situation was, I don't know, her and I, we have these weird conversations, but we were talking, my daughter and I were talking last night. She's like, I just want to let you know, if I come up missing, don't you let nobody say I killed myself. We were joking. We were like, yeah.
Can you not be dating these crazy people?
Right. And I said, if I come up missing, you better make sure nobody try to say I killed myself. So we were joking, right? And then she said, she looked over at her boyfriend in a joking way. And she was like, yes, mom, make sure you let people. And I said, no, she said something else that made me mad. And I said, Mia, stop saying stupid, stop talking crazy like that. I said, Zach, so it was her boyfriend. I was like, Zach, can you reach over and tap me up in her forehead for me, please, and let her know that I'm still on the phone. He literally laughed and was like, I could never tap my baby. And well, I was just like, that's what I'm talking about. You passed my test. I said, because I literally wanted to see what you was going to say, because she was saying something negative about him. And it was negative funny. It wasn't like she was being real. And he was like, and I said, Zach, you passed the test. You must already knew she had a crazy mother. He said, from the start. I said,
Victoria, remember that TikTok I sent you?
That's why I wanted to test her. You know my daughter's boyfriend is Caucasian. So that's why I wanted to test that theory. Like, is it a natural thing to play like that, even when y'all playing? And he was just like, nah. So of course, you know, I sent her the video. And I was like, tell him, show him this and let him know he passed my test.
But okay, it was just good. So I'm funny. Relieved. Because you see a lot, I mean, on that.
No, if he had reached over and like, did like that to her forehead or something, I would have been in the car, panic attack.
Well, a little something, but that kind of slap I showed you, I've seen a thing where a woman was dancing, a black woman in front of her white husband sitting on the sofa, mm-hmm. and he kicked and pushed her. I've seen, you know, we all
on saw- On social media?
Yes, we all saw the one where the white guy so-called pranked his black girlfriend and had her drink his urine. I mean, these relationships are off the chain.
What do you mean?
And he thought it was funny. So those kinds of relationships, I think we are veering off a little bit, but for me, I always am very like looking, what's going on here? Make sure you're valuing yourself and he's valuing you as well, because it's too easy to get into some weirdness, you know?
Exactly. And my thing is this, I always say, not just your the friends that they keep. My life has always been based on my friends and the friends that my friends keep. If I start seeing you hang around weird people and be around people that I can't, I will cut you completely off. Like, no, because you clearly don't care about me. You brought that around me.
I haven't been like that always. I have been more loyal to the people I always knew. It's only recently, and it's still hard. I still have difficulty with just saying, just because I know you forever doesn't mean you get to stay in my space. Mm-hmm. I have to push that out so that I free up space for other people to come in. And that is what's happening. Other people coming in left, right, and center. But even still, sometimes I just said to my daughter the other day, you know, I think I need to call such and such and just talk to them from time to time, because I don't want to say too much about it, but I do think that has been an issue for me. And it is important for me to identify issues and to work on them. And so I think
the reason why you out of my life, and it's a reason why God keeping you away, and I'm gonna let him do his job, because I ain't about to intervene. My thing is this, it's one thing for us to disagree or get up snooty with each other, but when it get to that point where you mentally, I'm laying in bed thinking about what you said and did, I don't need that. We can move on.
No, it's not like that. It's just more so people on a whole nother level than I am.
That's what I'm saying. On a whole nother, like if they don't want to do nothing with their life, they want to be negative and just be in this, every time I get around you, the energy is thick. I'm thinking about this and late at night, like, do you realize every time I get around you, I feel drained? Oh no, I don't need this.
I started to realize is when I look around my circle, I need people who are on levels too. I can't really be the only person trying to do something, trying to be something, whatever. I need people who can feed into me just as I am feeding into them. It's got to be a mutual exchange. It's a hard lesson.
And that's what feels good for me. It's a hard lesson. Mm-hmm. That's what feels good for me. Having people around me that I want to cheerlead for and want to cheerlead for me. And regardless of how ridiculous something sounds, you still support me in it because we're growing and moving forward. And if it's something where
because you never know what can work. Shoot.
Exactly.
We have seen all kind of craziness.
What?
All right, Tora, we're down to our last topic. And that is white people trying to use cocoa butter and shea butter.
This is the new thing now, and I'm to each his own. You can, and it's Asians too, just to let you know that.
Okay.
So people with very pale skin, and I'm not talking about albino black people. I'm talking about people with pale skin, pale Asians, pale Caucasians, people with pale skin are using cocoa butter and shea butter like never before. And the thing is that gets me, when they start doing stuff like that, the price goes up. We've been comfortably being able to afford our shea butter and our cocoa butter, because I don't know, that's all I can use, that's all my kids use, and that's all I've ever used. You know, yeah, I buy Bath and Body Works stuff and put it on my elbows to smell good, or, you know, on top of my cocoa butter. But other than that, you know, no, I only use cocoa butter on my skin. So they say black don't crack. That's not like our secret to why we don't have stretch marks.
Oh, you hear that? That's why they're thinking that that the cocoa butter and the shea butter are going to give them
our black don't crack, because we use shea butter and cocoa butter.
It doesn't work like that, because a lot of us don't use shea butter and cocoa butter, and we still don't crack.
A lot of us use cocoa, a lot of us use oils, a lot
all kind of toxic behind lotions. Kind of stuff. Vaseline.
Vaseline. That was my grandmother, Vaseline.
Yeah, mine too, but it's a petroleum product. It's no good. But yeah, we use all kind of stuff and we still don't crack. And you can use whatever you want. It's not going to make you have the benefits that black people have.
Absolutely. And there are two types of Palmer's cocoa butter and lotions. One is for them and one is for us.
Okay.
And the one I made a mistake buying for them doesn't smell like our cocoa butter, doesn't feel like, and I noticed it. So now I noticed that it's hundreds of those on the shelf at Target, but the one we use, it's like one, and maybe it's been opened by somebody who wanted to put some on their hand when they walk down the aisle, but it's always just that one.
So and the rest are them out.
So they're buying, they even realize whoever was putting theirs together wasn't putting it in with the same ingredients ours have. They want the same ingredient. And I'm like, see, this is what, and theirs, of course, was like $2 and ours is $5. So it was like, ours has always been $2.50. So what are you doing? You know what I'm saying?
Ours is always double the price of the one that
it's already doubled. It's already doubled. And even the one in the jar, the hard cocoa butter in the jar that we all know that we put on for our stretch marks or our feet in the summertime, that is even gone up. And I'm just like, y'all don't understand. I get y'all, you know, when you want to start braiding hair and weaving it up and stuff like
that. No, I don't get that either. Cultural appropriation just ticks me off. I don't want to see you.
The price goes up. The price of hair used to be $1.99. Now we're paying $7 for a bundle of hair, braid hair. It's like, stop, y'all, you killing us over here. Like, whenever they do something, you know they always jack up the price. They always jack up the price.
You know, I had not paid attention to that. I hadn't, but I believe what you're saying, and it's a problem. And it really always bothers me that they want to criticize and complain about everything that we are and pretend that it's worse than everything that they are, even as they're breaking their neck to get a big butt, to get a tan, to plump up their lips, to wear some braids, you know, like, come on, people.
You know, it was funny because I was having this conversation with my mother and she's like, oh, I remember back in my day, they used to get perms to get an afro. I said, what? She's like, oh my God, they used to
get
perms.
A curly perm? Was it a curly
perm? A curly perm. Yeah, they would get a curly perm and then they would fluff it out so it could be an afro. And then of course I Googled it and I saw it. And a lot of people called it Jufros.
Jewish, that's what I was thinking. I remember Jews used to always get the curly perm.
Yeah, but she was like, yeah, when the afros came out, when black men was wearing them afros, she's like, oh yeah, them white boys got them afros. You couldn't tell them they wasn't black. And I was like, Mom, how long has this been going on? She said, it's going to always go on. As long as we black, it's going to always be a race out there that want to be like.
And I change the game and get on top. My thing is, I'm not here for the status quo. I'm here for us to change the game. It's time for a black world order. I don't know what to tell anybody. I don't say it a lot to people, but it is time for us to change the game. We are not here to be at the bottom forever.
I think that's the nuke and what the nuke is safe for. I think before they let us win a war, I mean, we can win fights all day, but before they let us win a war, I think they'll nuke this whole planet.
They'll nuke it. Because what we're not going to do is stay at the bottom of the heap. We're not going to be the
And I think that's how it happens. I think that's how the first world ended, the second world ended. I believe we probably are the third world, but I believe that's how they
and
all ended.
In
I
that
believe...
joker too, because I'm not here for it. Yep. It's not. It's, the time is up.
Yep.
Well, because in this particular world, there was a time when we were at the top, and you know, we
every time we end up at the top.
About how we just fell apart, and they've gotten this grip on us all across the globe. We're either going back to where we were, or blow this sucker up, because we can't stay in this place.
I think the more you watch it, I'm not the only person that feel it. I hear too many people on TikTok saying it is getting toxic. The world feels so toxic. And I don't know if it's because we can see all parts of the world now because of social media, but when you see the riots and you see the racism and you see the food and you see things that's just falling apart, you know it's beauty in the world. They just don't advertise that part. But when you do see all the negativity, you feel like it's toxic and you think, like, what else do we have to fight for?
But the thing that's happening is that their system is falling apart.
True.
And the sooner we disconnect from it, disconnect from the materialism, all the crap that we bought into as being better than natural life, mm-hmm. as soon as we disconnect, it will fall.
I think
but
people
so many of us are still too plugged in. It's falling apart.
No, it's you know,
that's
they're referencing.
That's what you're saying.
They're referencing the Matrix almost every single day on social media. The Matrix.
Really? I don't hear people talking about. I need to follow some different people because I'm not hearing it.
Did you remember the movie The Matrix?
Oh, I have the series. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
So when you watch it, like me, of course, I watched it as a movie fanatic. But when I watched it for the second time, like I do all movies, I watch it to find out what's the plot. Is when I know what they're talking about. Like, you can take the blue pill and you can have everything, you know, as fake as you want to be, and then you can take the red pill and that's your reality. So which one do you want to live in? And I feel like everybody was taking the blue pill all this time, and now I feel like
especially
people
in the 80s
the
80s really turned the tide, but
yep.
This is the age of information, so we're starting to see their plans and their plots, and it's not working anymore. And really, that's why you're seeing the toxicity, because it's like what you said, I know my brain is ending and I'm going to try to take as many of you with me as I can.
Yeah.
And I personally think that's what the vaccination is about.
So you think about it, whenever on earth has there ever been so much division other than this vaccine thing? Like, it's on every news channel 24/7.
It's eclipsing race. It's eclipsing race.
Yes.
It is such a thing with the vaxxers versus the unvaxxed. The unvaxxed are going to be in FEMA camps. No, no, no. It's going to be the vaccinated because they're the spreaders, and you people don't care, but you're selfish. Yeah, they have created a serious divide with this thing. And
when?
And with
you've been alive and I've been alive. When even the Vietnam War didn't cause people to divide this bad, you know?
All the time we've been alive, when has the American government or any global government, or not global, but national government, gone out of its way this much, giving out cars and food and gift cards and lotteries? I mean, it doesn't make sense to me. It just doesn't make sense to me.
You know what makes sense to me is that when I see so many Caucasian people disrespecting the elites, the power punchers of the world. I mean, I listen, I don't know if you've been hearing about the Murdoch family. Have you
Murdoch
heard about this?
Used to own
No. There's this lawyer family that has go back like 200 years. They've been in law enforcement and in lawyers and all of this. The son killed this beautiful girl in a boating accident. And I say accident because I don't know what happened. But there were 6 people on board. Everybody got thrown from the boat, but she was killed. But the son was driving the boat. The father got the son off completely got him off of this crime. He never served a day in jail. They picked off just about everybody in his family, the wife, the son, the people who were involved, some of the, I think, police officers.
You didn't kill them?
Yes. So recently, just the other day, the father was found on the side of the road. He was still able to make a phone call and say that he's been shot. The white folks around this case are saying, which I find so fascinating, are saying, I don't believe he was shot. I think he shot himself to try to take off the heat. Like, y'all, people trying to get at me. I don't think he really, And they're like going to, and even saying, I don't even think he picked off, I don't think he, his wife and son was killed randomly. I think he did that. Like, these people are saying this about this family of 200 years of power. And I'm just like, well, either way, he getting it. You know what I mean? Either way, he getting it. Whether they're saying his family was being killed off because they, you know, he got his son off with this case, or because so many people was killed around this family. Like, there was a little boy who was found in the house that was killed. There was a maid who was found one time in their house.
I'll say, so, steer clear. Yeah, they might be right.
Think about how long
that's a lot of death in one family.
Right, but think about how many years no one ever heard of the Murdochs or heard of this family, right? And now all of a sudden I know this whole man's life story and what went on in his house and all of this stuff. Like, people are having like things on TikTok where they're talking about the whole story of this stuff.
I'm gonna
like,
look it up, but
it's beautiful.
That, you know, truthfully, there's some group of white people, not group, but individuals that talk in a way that make me feel like they're not your standard Caucasian.
There you go.
They just are. And I'm looking and I'm like, man, really? You putting that out there?
You putting that out there?
The thing that we're not, I don't get it. The thing that nobody in this country is doing anything except posting crap on social media. But in France, in Australia, in England, those jokers are protesting and burning back to national passport cards and turning up. And we're so busy trying to decide if there is a problem.
And listen, you've got them going up to the like police officers in the street going, you know, you killed your wife. You know, you killed your wife. You pushed her off the back of the golf cart. And white women, and they're going up to police officers. You're a murderer. You're a pervert. And now all of these officers are getting, it's somebody in Annapolis, an officer in Annapolis, it popped up on my phone, child pornography. Yes, it popped up on my phone. Literally, there's an officer who got arrested for child pornography and child, like he was involved in this. You know, they swept that stuff under the carpet years ago. They never let that stuff out. They would have quietly let him go away. No, this popped up on my phone as Annapolis news feed. You can Google it. Police officer arrested for child trafficking, pornography.
I actually think I heard that.
So what does that tell you? When did they start saying, look, let it all out, let it all out? So it's a different type of, I'm going to say, white person out here today. You know what I mean?
I don't know, because you know what? And this is the problem with them. Every time I try to have a new leaf where they're concerned, their reality slaps me in the face, because I just said what I said. And then when you said there are white women walking up to him saying, you know, you pushed her. It just reminded me of all the Karens and all the stuff that they're doing to us. Cause that's how white women, I have some white women I'm crazy about, but other than those people, that's how white
women
are.
But they don't
are.
Have a cut card. So that's why I said, the white women, they were like, ah, they're just calling out black people and call the police. No, they're doing it to y'all too. So if you had stopped it when they were doing it to us, you might wouldn't have this much.
That always happens to them too. Oh, those black people are drug addicts. Yep. They just do. Oh, now is all everywhere. So it's a biblical thing. I forgot that man's name, and he created a noose to hang somebody, but he ended up getting hung in it. Every plan,
wait a minute,
every
plot. I don't remember this story you're talking about.
It's not Malachi, but it's something with an M. But every plan they create for our downfall comes back and ruins their own society, comes back to bite them in the butt.
I know what you're talking about too. We're gonna have to bring that up one day, because I remember that too. I remember that story. But that's basically what I'm saying. People don't understand, when you let one thing go, regardless of you saying, oh, like they always talk about in the mafia movie, when he said, okay, I don't like drugs, but just keep it in the darkies, you know, neighborhood. Really?
Can't do that.
Really?
You know just why like they can't do that too? Because like they love us. As much as they hate us, they love us. So everything we do, just like hip hop is terrible. But guess what? Their kids are buying it more than ours are. So
and that's who we at the concerts. That's who we filling up the concerts.
Yep. But who creates, who is behind it, driving our Black artists to do it? It's the white people. But yep, you're not just ruining us. Now you're ruining all the kids.
Yeah.
So that was our timer. You know. That was our timer. This was an interesting one. I feel like a couple of them we just had to cut off because we're out of time. But as always, it's been a pleasure.
Absolutely.
Thank you all for joining us.
So at the end of the day, we want you all to like, subscribe, and comment because we all need your input on everything we talk about. And we thank you for kicking it with Kim and Tora. And we will see you next week.
Have a good night.
Good night.